Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just reaching out because I wanted to let you know that the authorization for you to begin working with Carl did come in today, okay? And
okay.
Yeah, it came in for 21 hours a week. So I wanted to create a schedule with you. Okay. Do you want to work weekdays, weekends?
I could do, what weekdays? What can I do, second shift on weekdays?
Weekdays, yeah, you can choose the times that you want to work. So if it's weekdays,
okay,
that's 5 days a week. And so it'd be 4 hours for four of the days. And
okay,
then it would be 6 hours for one day.
Okay. So I could do, I guess, like 4:30 to 8:30.
Okay. 4:30 to 8:30. And that's Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday?
Yeah. You could do Tuesday through Thursday.
Tuesday to Thursday. Okay. So that takes care of, that takes care of 16 of the hours. So now we have our remaining 5 hours.
So we could do that on Friday. Just do the 5 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You said 5, so it'll be 9:30.
Yeah. So you want to do 9:30?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Monday you're not working. So
I could do Monday through Thursday.
Okay. It
for
depends on how
20
you
hours.
Yeah, we want to do Monday through Thursday, 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Okay,
that'll be 16.
Yeah.
So, can I do Monday through Friday to do the last four then, right?
Monday through Friday, yeah, and then you have one more hour because it's 21.
Okay, we could do the last Friday, make it 5 hours.
So Friday we'll do 4:30 to 9:30, or 3:30
yeah,
to 4:30 to 9:30 Friday, and the rest
yes
of the week will be 4:30 to 8:30.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think that's
good. Write
that
down. Hold
on. All right. Yeah. Write that down.
Yeah. I'm talking this that way. You said 4:30 to 8:30. That's Monday through Thursday, and then Friday is 4:30 to 9:30. Okay.
Okay. And
how much
you
is
can
it per hour?
So it's $14 an hour. You can change your schedule according to, you know, if you have an appointment, if the patient has an appointment or something, you would just need to let the coordinator know.
Okay.
Your coordinator, her name is Valeria. She'll reach out to you sometime later today to go through how to clock in and out. I sent you an email about 10 minutes ago. So that includes her contact information, and it also includes any payroll information that you'll need to know. All right.
Okay.
Just to go over it briefly, payday is Friday. You get paid every week for the previous week that you work. And so that means the first Friday, this coming Friday, you won't get paid, but every Friday following that you will. Okay.
Okay.
Now
yeah,
I sent you a timesheet link, basically just an online form where you fill out when you work. Normally you don't do that because you clock in and out, but for today you can do that because I'm not sure you'll have your information by then or you'll feel comfortable using it by then. Okay.
Okay. So I will fill out a timesheet for today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Right, and I also just sent you the last four digits of your direct deposit. It's based off the form you filled out. I just wanted to double check that we have the correct one in. It's 5490.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so you should be good to go. And you can look over the emails when you have a chance. I also sent you one more email that gives you your login credentials to ExcelForce. ExcelForce is just a website that we use where you can see your pay stubs every week. So the pay stubs usually come in on Thursday because you get paid on Friday.
Okay. Okay, so the pay stubs come before the show. Okay, so I will print out this timesheet for him. So what I would like, scan it and email it back to you?
So the timesheet is an online form. It'll take you to...
Oh, it's the online, okay.
Yeah, so you'll just hit submit after you finish filling it out, and then we'll get it right away.
Okay.
And the timesheet is due Monday at noon. For this week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of this week?
For this
week. Well, next week coming up. Uh-huh.
For this week, the timesheet's due Monday. The week ends on Sunday at midnight.
Okay.
So for all your shifts that you need to fill out a timesheet for today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not working. So a question. So am I filling out? So I am working this Saturday and Sunday to do the hours?
So that's a good question. Yes, you can do that. You can change your schedule around this week to fill up the hours.
Okay. Okay. So basically, I'll be clocking in. So I can change it around to do the 20 hours this week and make sure they get that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can choose how you want to work for this week.
Okay.
And then starting Monday will be the beginning of a new week, and then you'll clock in your usual time, 4:30.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so you should be good to go. If you have any questions, you have your coordinator's contact information in the email. If you're unable to get through to her, you can call me and I'll help you connect.
Okay. Thank you. So this is your direct number, I should say this?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are, what is your job title again? I'm sorry.
So really, I activate the case if there's any questions along the way and you... are unable to reach your coordinator, you can reach out to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said my coordinator information is in the email.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Have a good one.
You too.